And now on with the local news.
We heard earlier about frauds in Norfolk. There was also a story about a joke that turned to reality when a mockumentary about the non-existent Norfolk Skipping Federation roused so much interest that a real skipping federation was set up. In a Norwich car park this week, armed police swooped on two men accused of stealing shotguns. A campaigner for the disabled has managed to stop the removal of disabled parking bays from a city street.
A short documentary about a group of skipping enthusiasts in Norfolk has split viewers, with some laughing along and others keen to join up. The county has no shortage of people who spend their time on unusual hobbies, from scoping out abandoned buildings to fighting like medieval knights. And when a video for the Norfolk Skipping Federation emerged online, there were certainly people ready to give it a go. The film, in which the club's president, George Walsh, makes the heartfelt statement, "Skipping changed my life," includes footage of the members skipping whimsically around Chapelfield Gardens in Norwich and enthusing about the low-impact exercise. But now the Norfolk Skipping Federation is out there on social media. The club could see an increase in members, with a number of people expressing interest in finding their inner child, even though it was all a spoof. Director Robin Stevens, insert, aka Enter Selector 29, revealed that One Foot in Front of the Other is in fact a mockumentary. Those who wanted to join in need not despair at the news that the Norfolk Scottish Skipping Federation started off as a joke. He added, "Because of the response and interest, I am planning a skipping event in Chapelfield Gardens, where I hope you can raise some money and have a bit of fun. Skipping races, skipping style contests, a guided skip around the park, etc."
Armed police swooped on a Norwich city centre car park to arrest two men suspected of stealing three shotguns. The drama unfolded as around six police units were called to the city's St Helens Wharf car park yesterday morning to arrest the duo in connection with the burglary. One man was arrested in the car park and another was arrested on nearby Wensum Street. A van was also seized by police and towed from the scene. The firearms, two single 12-bore shotguns and one double-barreled shotgun, were stolen from a home near Beccles.
A campaigner has spoken of her delight after persuading transport bosses to scrap plans to remove disabled parking bays from a city street. As part of £1 million revamp of the London Street area of Norwich, it had been proposed that a disabled parking bay with a space for three cars be removed from Opie Street. However, as councillors rubber-swamped the majority of the scheme, 62-year-old Lucinda Polyakov was able to persuade them to keep the bays in place. Dr. Polyakov, who is a blue badge holder due to inflammatory arthritis and autoimmune disease, relies on the bay to access Cafe Gelato, her favourite haunt in the city. The revamp had initially called for the spaces to be removed, with a new set of bays at the end of Bank Plain. However, while the Bank Plain spaces will still be added, the Opie Street spaces are also set to remain. Meanwhile, the Transport for Norwich scheme, which is set to cost close to £1 million, was agreed by the newly formed Transforming Cities Committee at County Hall, which is made up of members of Norfolk, Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk councils. The regeneration is the final part of the Prince of Wales Road area overhaul, which will see widening of pavements and crossings and sections of London Street, the country's first ever pedestrianised shopping street, repaved.